1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince. Welcome back. It's another installment of the Ben and Vince Show.
Here it is, some hard-hitting journalism action.
Oh, yeah. We've been away for a while, but really it hasn't been that much. I mean, we've been releasing the podcast at regular intervals. I don't know what you listeners are talking about.
Yeah, regular intervals of whenever you feel like it. That's what we said, right?
Yeah, that's what we said, and we're sticking to it.
We're sticking to it like glue sticks things together.
Glue does stick things together. You're absolutely right.
I'm in full support of glue sticking things together. That's my stance.
All right, well, I support you.
That's my platform. Vote for me.
All right. Hey, I heard you're going to Maryland next weekend.
How did you hear that?
I have yours everywhere.
Did you talk to Katowski?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm not doing it like just to go to Maryland. It's because it's fall break.
Yeah, it's fall break for us too. Wait, how long is your break?
It's just like a weekend.
Yeah, us too.
So it's kind of dumb.
Here's what you should do: go to Maryland and then drive with Colin and Ben Katowski to here.
Wait.
I mean, not here as in the studio, because obviously you're already here, but. Here as in MIT.
When are they doing that?
Oh, I don't know. But let's say hypothetically that they were doing it next weekend, then you also should do it.
That would be really stupid.
I know. It would be awesome.
It's the kind of thing Ben Katowski would do if he were me and somebody else was him.
Yeah.
What kind of laugh was that?
Whatever.
Whatever, indeed.
I didn't know there was a bus that goes to Cornell.
Well, okay, here's what happened. There was some amount of years ago, several, let's say, some parent got pissed off that like they're having to keep on paying for like, you know, flights or whatever. So they found
I didn't know there was an airport near Cornell.
Yeah. Like Jordan Turner said, the closest airport to Cornell is like Dulles.
Yeah, exactly. He might as well just drive you all the way there.
Anyway, so this parent, they found that they set up some, you know, this bus system. Like, basically, they just hired charter buses for each of the breaks. So it's still going.
And they go to each major metropolitan area?
No, they go from Cornell to Bethesda.
Bethesda, Maryland?
Yeah.
Why?
This parent lived in Bethesda.
They just go from Cornell to Bethesda.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Not for me. It's convenient.
I know, but for everyone else. Does the kid still go there?
What? I don't think so, but like they pass it on to, you know, whoever, someone else.
Who pays for it?
You have to pay to get a ticket.
Oh. That's still really stupid.
It's pretty cheap, though.
I know, but I would complain if I lived somewhere else.
Well, then you can found your own bus service.
Wait, who operates the bus service?
It's basically just like they hire charter buses.
Who hires them?
The people. I don't know. I could look up the website.
No, don't even do that.
I know. I wasn't gonna.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, so I guess you have a fall break? When is your fall break?
The same time.
But you're not going home?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Okay, but you're not going home?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh,
It's not called fall break, it's called Columbus Day weekend for us.
okay. Yeah, and then I have Thanksgiving break,
I
end
have
of
that too.
November, and then a month later, winter break.
Is
My winter break
Thanksgiving?
is, huh?
Say that about your winter break. What about it?
It's like 6 weeks long. It's ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
No,
that's it.
it's more like 5 weeks, but still.
Ours starts whenever our last exam is, which is like the week of December 19th. And then we don't have classes again until like the first week of February.
Oh, wow.
But there's IAP in between, which is like,
I don't even know what that means.
it's like you can hang around or you can take a class or, you don't have to be there, but people can
Right.
be there
So
anyway.
what are you doing?
I was gonna not go, but it turns out that I am going.
What are you doing?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I might take a weather forecasting class.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, we have a weather forecasting competition.
Are you serious?
Not like MIT, but MIT competes with all these other different schools.
Wow.
And there's 1,300 people in the competition,
Holy crap.
roughly. I'm in 108th place.
Dude, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but
I get.
there's
There's
still four
still.
more days in the first round.
How many days is it total?
It's 8 days per round
Oh, so you're only halfway done.
with the first round.
Yeah.
That's right.
How many rounds?
I don't know.
Do
It just changes every 2 weeks.
you win anything?
Yeah, if you're like in the top whatever in your division,
Yeah.
then you get a trophy. And
Okay.
if you're the top overall, you also get a trophy.
That's
And
really
yeah,
awesome.
yeah, basically there's a trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if the Nobel Prize was just like a trophy?
Isn't it just like a medal?
But it's also like dollars, right?
Oh,
Isn't it like $1 million?
yeah, probably. I didn't think
Yeah.
of that. Yeah, I didn't think of
Yeah.
that.
We should try to win one of those. I mean,
I don't think I'm smart enough.
you don't have to be smart.
I don't have the work ethic,
Didn't
though.
Mr. Stein get nominated for it?
Did he?
Remember, don't you remember about this?
Nope.
Like anyone can be nominated, like as long as the person who nominates you is like somewhat qualified or something, right? He was telling us this story.
So who nominated him?
Well, he wanted to get his like lawyer friend to nominate him for like the Nobel Peace Prize, but he
Oh.
wouldn't do
Oh, yeah. He probably took a
it.
lot of crap for that.
His lawyer friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
But that would be awesome. He could put it on his resume.
Exactly, that's
Nominated
what he
for
said.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Exactly. Yeah.
That
Of course it would.
would be awesome.
His friend should have done it.
He should have done it.
Yeah. And then he was like, I went to the Nobel Prize website and I played this game that they have where you have to send doves to all the countries, and he's like, I finished the game, so I've restored peace to like, many war-torn countries across the globe. I think I deserve, a nomination.
Yeah, okay. If either one of us ever gets qualified enough, we're nominating the other one for some kind of Nobel
Oh,
Prize.
definitely.
All right.
All right, it's a
It
pact.
it's settled.
And not only is it a pact, it's been recorded, so there's
Yeah,
evidence.
it's forever
Forever.
digitally
Yeah.
inscribed.
Right. Described.
Inscribed.
Oh, inscribed. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How long is your Thanksgiving break? The break.
I think it's like a week.
Oh, fuck you. Ours is 4 days.
Oh, that might be. I
Yeah,
don't
because
know.
it's, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I think it's more than that.
Except I'm not going to class on Monday either.
Okay.
Because I only have two classes, and one of them I can just watch online.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why does anyone go then?
Our chemistry class, you have a bunch of different options. You can either go to class,
Right.
or you can go to a different room where it's being simulcast.
In HD.
Yeah, or you can stay at home, watch it on TV,
What the hell?
or you can just wait until after and watch it online.
That's really ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, does anybody actually go?
I go.
How many
Except
people are there?
it's pretty full.
Oh,
But there's
okay.
more people in the class than can fit in the room.
That's
as
why they
well.
do all that crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's really
But
funny,
like,
actually.
it's my first class on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but it's
Yeah.
at 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of times, like on Mondays or Fridays, I don't feel like going, but I
Sure,
still
yeah.
go most of the time anyway.
That's a nice option to have.
It is really nice.
That's good. Let's see. I have to wake up. My first class every day is at 10:10, so it's not bad.
Every day, huh? It's a
And
weird
every
time
day,
to have a class, 10:10. How long is it?
50 minutes. I mean, it's not the same class.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what else?
What?
It's 10 minutes long, the first segment of our show.
Okay, but I said 50 minutes
We
long, and
really ran through it quickly.
I know we did. I feel like we weren't even talking about anything important.
All right, well,
We weren't very funny either.
we'll be back later. The Benevento.
And we're back, so we're welcoming you back. Welcome you back.
I do believe I just said that.
I know. I was explaining why you said it.
You
Because
know,
it was a confusing statement. I don't think the people would have got it if I didn't, explain it to them.
yeah, I'm sure our listeners are really
Listeners, I
stupid.
think you're retarded.
We all think you're retarded. Well,
Maybe
all
that's why you're
meaning
listening to
both
the show.
me and Ben.
Yeah.
Because, I read a book that said if you have a show of some kind, like a radio show or a podcast, the best way to keep your listeners is to continuously insult them.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard when I took a class at the Columbia School of Broadcasting.
Yeah, CSB is the way to
CSB.
go.
Yeah. But you thought, what was it? It was like Columbia, or you weren't sure what it might have been something else,
No,
C?
there's two distinct schools of broadcasting, the
Yeah, what's the.
Columbia School of Broadcasting and the Connecticut School of
There
Broadcasting,
you go.
and they both exist.
Yeah, they both exist. All right.
Things that exist.
Rock concerts. I've been seeing, apparently around here, the preferred form of communication is by writing stuff on the sidewalk in chalk, which
Huh.
is like really annoying when you're walking to class.
Why have
Because.
you not written Cookies for Everyone on the sidewalk in chalk?
Vince, what the hell? Why didn't you tell me about this earlier? I should have, of course I should have been doing that. Oh my God. Okay, I gotta buy some chalk.
Yeah. Or
This is
just steal
ridiculous.
some.
Well, I don't know where to steal it.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to buy it. Anyway,
Crayola store.
I guess once I know one of those, I'll know the other.
No, I mean just steal from other people or from classrooms.
Ooh, classrooms, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
In fact, I was using chalk, like I was writing on a piece of paper with chalk in a classroom once.
What?
Yeah, it was really stupid. I was just drawing on someone's picture.
That's pretty funny.
I guess. Damn it, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So one of those chalkings said, well, there's, they write it all over the place, but it was like, Rocktoberfest is coming.
Okay.
So I said that was how I got onto that was because I said rock concerts are things that exist.
Oh, okay. I got you. I got you.
Yeah, so but yeah, they're really annoying because you're like, if I mean most of the time you just ignore them, but like let's say you see something that you might think is interesting, you have like two options. You either, stop and like piss
Look like a
everybody off.
retard.
Yeah, or you like crane your neck retardedly, or
As you're walking by.
yeah, or or and it's even worse if it's written like upside down, from the way you're
Oh.
walking.
Then just read it when you're walking back.
Right, okay, but maybe I don't want to wait that long. Also, I never read them.
You know Helen?
Yeah.
She's running for some office.
You know, Eric Heisman is running for like a thousand things.
Aaron Heisen goes to Cornell?
No.
Oh yeah, he go yeah, I knew he was running for stuff.
He gives a crap about you.
Yeah, I read that.
I don't know what that means.
Hey, everyone listening who goes to Harvard, first of all, you suck.
Yeah, I
Second of
agree.
all, vote for Eric Heisen or
Yeah.
whatever.
And if you are both Eric Heisen and you are listening, then
You still suck.
yeah, you still suck and you should vote for yourself. I guess I didn't need to tell you that. I
I
guess
don't know.
nothing
Some
changed.
people don't vote for themselves.
Why, it's unethical? How is that
No, because
unethical?
they're dumb.
Oh, okay. Eric Heisman, you may suck, but I hope you're not dumb, and I hope you vote for yourself. I hope you give a crap about yourself.
He definitely
You gotta
gives a
re
crap about you.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta respect yourself, Eric,
Gosh.
Don't be so down on yourself.
I
Ew,
know.
that's not, how is that even possible?
Marilyn Manson could do
Okay.
it. Wow.
Nice. So, yeah, I don't want to bring up a sore subject, but there's 5,453,665 people online on Skype right now.
What'd you say?
I said there's 5,453,665 people online on Skype right now.
That's a little off. It's 5, 4, 5, 8, 7, 6, 8.
I don't want to argue with you about this, Vince, because we both know I'm just right.
Hey, I know you don't read. You haven't been reading Spider-Man lately,
No,
right?
I kind of wish that I had, but no, I haven't been.
Okay, then you're not gonna believe this, but
Yeah.
guess what is happening right now?
J. Jonah Jameson is fighting Spider-Man in the newspaper and on the TV.
No, actually, Spider-Man was fighting the Shocker, and
Right, the Shocker.
J. Jonah Jameson got in the way of one of the Shocker's vibro blasts,
Uh-huh. Who's even
and
doing hanging
he
around?
saved Spider-Man. He's a hero.
Wait, what?
He's a hero, J. Jonah
Oh,
Jameson.
because he saved Spider-Man, right, okay.
Yeah.
Is he in the hospital or anything, or what happened to him?
No, he's fine.
So the Shocker's weapon doesn't even hurt you?
I guess not.
That's like the lamest supervillain I've ever heard.
Spider-Man gave him a backhand, though. The
Are you
Shocker.
serious?
He
Was it
just
as bad
slapped
as
him.
the slap that Don Weston
Oh, it
gave
was much
Thor?
worse. You should have seen it. He just said, smack!
That's awesome.
But that's not what you're not going to believe, though.
Oh, okay.
The
What am I not
Spider-Man defeated the
believing?
Shocker, and
Right.
now Peter Parker and Mary Jane are moving back to New York.
Oh my God. Wait, did she finish shooting?
Oh, no, you know how she finished shooting Marvella and she was going to shoot Marvella 2?
Oh, right, yeah.
See, the studio decided they didn't want to make Marvella 2, but
Why?
because of her contract, she's not allowed to shoot any other movies.
Ever?
I don't know.
Mary Jane, what were you thinking when you signed that
She
contract?
obviously didn't read it.
Yeah, right. That's something you should not read your contracts.
Yeah, you should definitely read your contracts.
Yeah, that's a clearer way to say that.
But finally, they're going back to New
Yeah,
York.
seriously. How long has it
It
been?
happened so quickly too. They're like, she's just like, oh, Spider-Man is I'm attracting all kinds of attention.
Right.
And the movie studio won't cast me in any movies. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? And then the next panel, they're like throwing clothes into suitcases. Next stop, Manhattan!
That's really stupid.
Yeah.
Damn. So they're finally, geez. I New
It
York must like, judging by the amount of supervillain activity that's usually going on in New York, it must be like a bombed out crater by now.
Yeah.
Without
That'd
Spider-Man there.
be funny if That was like the end of the strip.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
But I think that
Did you read that one Mary Worth where they're at the bumboat? And
yeah, I did.
then he goes, "I don't know what the bumboat special is, but I'm
But
definitely
I'm
having
having the humble
humble time."
pie.
What the hell? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Is that like something, some special dish they offer at the bumboat?
Did you
Also,
read?
the bumboat? What the
Did
hell?
you read it today?
Yeah, I forget what it was
I
though.
forget what it was too, but it made me laugh.
Yeah. Okay. Ridiculous.
It was
Also, Mark
ridiculous.
Trail is finally over. I mean, this
Is it
series.
over? This is a terrible storyline.
I know.
Nothing happened.
It was the worst storyline in
Nothing
history.
happened at all.
Well,
I didn't think that was gonna be the whole storyline.
I don't know. Maybe it's not over, but I mean, the duck, she gave,
I
the
know
egg.
the whole strip today was just
Yeah, just one
she,
panel of
oh
Shirley
man.
and her children.
I definitely thought Mark Trail was gonna have to punch someone in the
Yeah,
face. Remember
yeah.
when all those workers were like, "Let's go help our
Yeah,
friend
that was
Homer." I
so
really thought they
stupid.
were being sarcastic, like they were actually just gonna go like whack him in the back of the head with a shovel.
Yeah,
But it
right.
turned out they actually meant, "Let's go help our friend Homer."
Yeah, no, but they didn't say that. They were like, let's go help our friend, help that duck Shirley. Like, they named the duck, but they didn't name him. Like, they don't actually know his name.
God damn it.
Okay,
Mark Trail. Right, yeah, God. Have
it
you remember Exhibit the Pinhead? It's been really funny lately.
has. It's been awesome. Dingbird.
Yeah.
Been
It's in
really good.
Maryland.
Really?
Rep in Maryland.
Huh?
Rep
Oh,
Maryland.
yes. Yeah, that's what we should be doing.
Can't believe we're running out of time already for
No, I
this,
know.
the eighth podcast of the
Eighth.
Invis Show.
Yeah, this is like almost the end of the eighth, I guess, right?
It's the end of an era.
Yeah.
We
We're
only
like.
have like 8 more seconds.
Oh, hey, I'm getting a call from Stan. I'm gonna answer it.
All right, well, Stan will be on the next podcast probably. Gotta go. See you later.